At the top of our program, voters in East Lansing may decide whether to alter policy involving the city's attorneys. Two East Lansing activists claim the city could save money and avoid potential conflicts of interest by hiring a full-time municipal lawyer. The East Lansing City Council already has that option, but often opts to contract legal work hourly to private firms. Petitioners have obtained more than 2,000 signatures that could give voters the chance to force the City Council to do just that. The petitions picked up some influential opponents as well, including former East Lansing mayors Sam Singh and Mark Meadows. They both contend that activists Jeff Hank and Phil Belfi are wrong about how much the move would save. Here to talk about his petition, attorney and candidate for U.S. Congress, Jeff Hank.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Welcome back to Current State.
Thank you.
You are stressing that the city is wasting money by not hiring a staff attorney and that this arrangement invites conflict of interest. Can you expand on those for us just a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, we should make it very clear here that we turned in 2,269 signatures for a charter amendment in the city of East Lansing, which is roughly 8 or 9% of registered voters at those numbers. So of all those thousands of people who support this measure, everyone has different reasons why they want to do this. One of the reasons that we're proposing is that we believe it could be a cost savings to the city. We don't really know for sure what it costs to do this, but I have comparative data from other cities, which the opponents so far have failed to pick up on or really discuss. But a cost issue is not the only issue. It's about conflicts of interest. It's about the idea that we have officials who are accountable to the people. It's about the idea that we're investing money in our own government rather than into a private business. And it's about a philosophical idea that someone who exercises one of the most important government functions, which is prosecution, shouldn't be a private person. This is one of the most core functions of government. And you look at, we elect a county prosecutor, we elect our judges, we elect our city council members. Why is it that the one official that we don't have some more control over that is a private person is our city attorney? So that's the basis for it. Comparative cities like Traverse City, Ann Arbor, Jackson, Lansing, Kalamazoo all have in-house city attorneys. So what this proposal really does is it changes the charter language so that the city will have a legal department, that the city attorney will be an employee of the city. They're currently not. And that the city attorneys will work exclusively for the city and not for anyone else. That's the petition in a nutshell. A lot of the opposition is off track on what they're trying to come up with.
But you do acknowledge it may not save the city any money. That's possible.
It's possible, but the statistics that we have from other cities tend to suggest that it may not be. And part of the problem is that we don't really know what the city attorney's office costs us every year. The budget is somewhat opaque on this issue, but the recent East Lansing budget has it at about $479,000 a year. Now, I've heard from former council members, city council members in East Lansing, that may go up to $1 million a year some years. We don't know. We don't have all the facts. But the important part of this is it's a citizen initiative, and we're going to have that discussion over the next couple of months here. And cost is but one issue that the people in East Lansing get to decide on this.
You're alleging a lack of transparency as far as the costs go and how this money is spent as well?
Absolutely.
Well, a number of skeptics, among them former Mayor Mark Meadows, have responded that you're citing the cost. You have cited the cost of one attorney, and you're overlooking the cost of paying a full legal department. Does that account for your uncertainty here as far as whether or not this will save any money?
No. I mean, to be attacked by Mark Meadows and Sam Singh, whose legacy of East Lansing is blighting the downtown and putting people into debt and failing to stand up for civil liberties is a badge of honor. You look at Traverse City, for example, as an in-house city attorney. They spend $139,000 a year. Jackson spends $416,000 a year with a population of about 33,000. So comparable cities are doing this for different amounts of money, and I believe that we could do that similarly, and it's something that needs to be looked at.
How is it a badge of honor to be opposed by people in the community who really have an awful lot of supporters who helped lead the city for so many years, Sam Singh and Mark Meadows?
Well, they're in the minority here, Mark. The people that we talk to on the street are overwhelmingly in support of this, and I'm being personally attacked. Typically, when someone makes an ad hominem attack against someone, it suggests that the merits of their argument are weak. You know, they failed to mention that current council member Ruth Beyer signed the petition. They failed to mention that my congressional opponent Eric Schertzing signed this petition. They failed to mention that former council member Don Power signed the petition, that former congressional candidate Bob Alexander signed the petition, that a lot of attorneys signed the petition, that a lot of prominent educated professors and people in the city all signed this petition. So if they want to attack me and have disdain and contempt for a democratic process, they're also insulting everyone else. If they think that the voters of East Lansing are so stupid that they would be misled by me or someone else, then I think that sort of shows the contempt, elitism, and arrogance that is so demonstrative in our public officials these days. And this is one of the reasons I'm running for office. I want to be a champion of the people. And I don't think Meadows or Singh is doing that.
We're talking with attorney and activist Jeff Hank about his petition that would alter East Lansing's policy involving city attorneys. Now, Mark Meadows specifically claims to have visited this very issue when he was mayor. He strongly suggests it's more complicated than you've made it sound.
Well, I'd encourage him to release his data. I want to have a conversation with him. His report that he's talking about is 16 years old. Mark Meadows' statement the other day was quite bizarre. He actually accuses me of being a Tea Party member and of apparently not being a Democrat, which is funny because I've been a member of the Democratic Party since I was 18 years old in high school.
Where did he get that? This was a Facebook post.
I don't know, but the fact of the matter is Mark Meadows is actually not a member of the Michigan Democratic Party. So I don't know where this misinformation is coming from. I suspect a lot of it is personal. It's kind of trying to protect a legacy and it's trying to protect a cronyism. But this is, I think Meadows and Samsung are in the minority on this. And, we'll see. The voters will decide.
You're saying that Mark Meadows is not a member, is not a Democrat?
He's not a member of the Michigan Democratic Party as of about a week ago. So I don't know where he gets his information from, but I think he needs to have a reality check. And his own statement says he doesn't know what we told people on the street. Well, why would you suggest that we were dishonest with people without checking with us and admitting that you don't know what we told people? And again, if he doesn't trust the discernment of the thousands of people that signed this petition, it's this out of touch sort of elitism that I think is a huge problem in politics today, because I trust the voters in East Lansing to make the right decision.
A city manager, George Lahanas, commented to the state news that the petition, your petition, would appear to remove an option that's already open to the city council. You don't deny that, do you? I mean, that is an option already open to city council. They just don't avail themselves of that option, correct?
The current charter allows for the creation of a legal department. And what we want to do is we want to mandate it. And the city council can still hire outside legal counsel on a case-by-case basis when they need it.
You've been involved in legal actions against the city in the past. You've been unsuccessful on more than one occasion. Is this petition effort fueled at all by those unsuccessful efforts?
No, I've also been successful many times. This petition effort, again, is not just me. Thousands of people sign this. Just because I'm the spearhead and leader on this, I'm going to take some flack and I'm going to take some bullying, intimidation, and retaliation. I can deal with that. That's what I do. But, to sort of ignore the fact that thousands of other people sign this and try to attack me personally shows that these officials who are in the minority are desperate.
I mean, you were sanctioned at least once for the frivolous nature of a legal action. Mr. Belfi was unsuccessful in a bid for city council.
I have been
relevant,
sanctioned, but I disagree 100% that it was frivolous if you look at the actual facts of the case.
Talk to us more about Mr. Meadows' claim that you've billed yourself as a Tea Partier.
It's bizarre, and he claimed this is a publicity stunt, that I'm doing this for name recognition. The fact of the matter is this has been going on for over a year. This petition was in place long before I was running for office. I don't know why he's calling me a Tea Partier again. I'm running as a progressive Democrat who supports, EPA regulation of carbon. I support marriage equality. I support free college tuition along the lines of redeeming America's promise, which former Governor Blanchard came out the other day. I support rebuilding the space program. Those aren't typical Tea Party petition positions. I don't really know what exactly is meant by the Tea Party label. If it's to suggest that I am not a fan of government debt or abuse of government, then I'll take that, absolutely. But I've also seen polls that suggest one in four Democrats identify with the Tea Party, and as someone who's running for Congress, my goal is to represent all the constituents in this district. So I will listen to Tea Party members, and when they have good ideas, I'll adopt them. And I think that's part of the problem with politicians like Mark Meadows is that he's out of touch with people, and he's sitting here on his Facebook page making representations and admitting that he doesn't really hasn't really done his homework and investigation into it. He could have called us. So I want to touch on that salary issue real quick. What we put out was a statement saying that the city of Jackson pays their city attorney $112,000. The city of Jackson or city of Lansing pays $130,000. Those are salaries. They don't include benefits. But when you add up the different budgets for these different cities, I can give you another example. Kalamazoo, population of 75,000. In-house city attorney, they spend about $709,000 a year. They have four attorneys and two secretaries on staff. That includes their benefits. So the point of this is that the citizens in East Lansing get to decide this. We need to have a discussion. We need the facts to come out. Cost is not the only issue. When we're out talking to people on the streets, we're very honest with people. We don't need to tell people, you know, some falsehood. Mark Meadows actually referred to it as BS. The fact of the matter is, when we would approach people on the street, most people would already have a gripe one reason or another with the city attorney's office or with the city government in East Lansing, and they more than willingly signed our petition. I would say that about 95% of the people we asked who were registered East Lansing voters signed it, and most of those indicated they would be supportive of it. Some of those said they simply believe in the democratic process and want to give people an opportunity to vote. So again, I think these guys are in the minority, and they're protecting their past legacy, which, you know, we're going to hopefully change.
Are you campaigning much in your eighth district bid?
Every single day. I mean, my goal is to create an American renaissance. I believe that this country has so much opportunity. We're not realizing it. We elect politicians like Meadows instead of statesmen. I aim to be a statesman. I aim to represent this country and all the interests of the constituents in this country. We are failing. We are behind when it comes to quality of life indexes. I want America to be a leader. I want us to be this shining city on a hill that leads by example. I want us to be a leader in green technology. I want us to be a leader in education.
Is there a centerpiece to this renaissance?
Well, the centerpiece is a renaissance in all things, whether that's political discourse, again, whether that's leading in alternative energy or education, and that's electing statesmen and stateswomen, people who want good policy, people who are honest and authentic and care about this country and who are not interested in just in fundraising or two-year election cycles, self-interest, short-term. We need to think long-term. We need to think generationally. And again, it's having America be a leader. We're the greatest country in the world, but we are not leading when it comes to things like even our – we're the 30th in internet speed and about 28th or so when it comes to access to the internet. We need to invest in the future infrastructure of this country, whether that's electrical grids, infrastructure. I mean, you look at the state legislature, Mark. The number one thing I heard on the street from everybody of all political persuasions was fix the roads. Now, we just had the state legislature, so dysfunctional, go on a summer break without even getting road legislation done. And I can tell you that my belief on this is that you have some Democrats who don't want to do a road deal because they don't want Governor Snyder and the Republicans to have credit for it come election time in November. And you have Republicans who want to put it off because they want to do a deal closer to election time so they can take credit for it. But this is the kind of politics that is bad for us. We should be concerned about good policy and getting things done. We can't even fix the roads. That's how bad things are.
It's been over 6 months since voters in Lansing legalized small amounts of marijuana for people 21 and over on private property. You drove that successful effort. Have you seen any impact from that?
We have. In fact, we've heard from lots of people that they've had positive interactions with the city of Lansing police. We've heard positive statements from the Lansing government. This year, we've inspired about 18 other cities in the state of Michigan to pass similar initiatives. There are citizens' initiatives going on all over this state. It's going to be a green revolution in some ways. People are tired of bad policy, and if our politicians aren't going to lead, the people are going to do it, and I'm very happy to be part of that.
Jeff Hank is an East Lansing attorney and activist, candidate for the Democratic nod for the 8th Congressional District primary, and he's involved in a petition effort to alter East Lansing's policy involving city attorneys. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks so much.